or not, you've tuned in to another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Roberta had to scoot down the chute.
I can't believe it.
What, did Roberta had to scoot down the chute?
No, that I'm here for another hour.
Another hour, Richie, another hour. Do not cancel any of your plans, however. Just take us along with you for the ride. The discussion with Dr. Pam Popper in a moment has to do with diet tips, health tips. Where do you get the information, and what should you believe? And also in the sort of food intake department, bread, does she advise you? She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, and she does a lot of work with people when it comes to their physical well-being, and that has to do with what you eat as well as how you take care of your body. So that and the focus, amongst other things, in a few minutes here on Good Day. From the Duh department this morning, Jennifer. Duh.
Duh.
There's a study out today on social media and how it is impacting those who are on our college campuses. So this is a studied, a published study report that suggests what a lot of professors apparently have already concluded, that students who use Facebook or do a lot of texting during class don't do well on tests.
Duh.
What a shock.
But next thing you're going to say is that if they party a lot, they don't do well either. Jeez. No.
Well, there are a lot of 71% of the ownership of these smartphones, 25 to 34-year-olds, 71% of people in that age bracket have a smartphone. Those who are in college, 67%, two-thirds of all college students have them. And on college campuses, the faculty doesn't seem to be the same as in a public school system where kids are told you can't have them or you can't use them. They have to be off, like on an airplane. But the college professors don't feel like they should be babysitting children and saying to them, children, students,
right,
that they need to shut off.
And they shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't. The kids should know.
Unless it's a distraction to other students.
Right. Some students say, well, YouTube is very, very valuable in the classroom. How? At least maybe if you have a lesson afterwards, it might be good. But if you're there to listen to what the prof has to say or to engage in conversation or research or something with other members of the class, how is this a value? It's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
And a lot of kids, I mean, on the high school level, and it might be a little different, but my mom has to deal with these kids all the time in her high school classroom.
High school. Yeah.
They have come up with a million ways to text message, play games on their phone during class. They hide it behind books. They hide it behind their backpack. They
what
hide it behind their arm.
I mean, no wonder.
And they cheat. I mean, a lot of times what they're doing is texting answers to their friends, taking pictures of exams. I mean, there's a lot of things that they can do.
Wow, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's
they're
something
evil geniuses, those kids.
Apparently they are.
At a certain point, you just have to say, you know what? We're here doing what we're supposed to do, and we give them all that we can give, and they take away all that they want to take away.
Yeah. Well, but that's the part of it not being a babysitter.
Right.
Public school is oftentimes a babysitting experiment with a lot of students. But it's time for you to grow up when you go to college. I know we found this at Heidelberg. A lot of kids are not prepared in any number of ways. Emotionally, I mean, some of them can't even spell. Good God. It's really the rehab that needs to go on college campuses from kids who get screwed by a really bad public school system is atrocious. It really is. And the social media are contributing to this. I wouldn't have, if I were a parent and had children at that age, I wouldn't, there's no way. You want one of these phones, go out and earn your money, and then you get it, and then I want to know if you're still living under my roof, you're going to live by my rules. You know, you can't say, well, you can't control, this is what people will tell you, can't control what they do outside of the house. That's maybe true. But if you're going to buy one, I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not going to support it.
And not to get too far into this, but I know Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and you love her on The View.
I do like Elizabeth.
Says that she wants to start her child out early using a cell phone so that it won't be that big deal when they get it in high school. So she sends her kid to school now with the cell phone for emergencies.
Yeah.
And does that make it?
All we do when you give kids a phone like that is scare them to begin with. If there's an emergency, call me right away, or call me when you get to school. That's nonsense. I didn't talk to my mother sometimes for a week at a time. Even though she was under the same roof as me, and I'm looking at me, I'm okay.
Well, come on now.
Let's not be rash.
Yeah. All right, Pam,
you were actually looking to get away from your mom, so that was, you know.
Time is of the essence. Your time is valuable. It's precious. It's a commodity. So use it wisely. Your time is not to be wasted at the doggone post office. Or as they said in some of the old westerns, the dadgum post office. You have to find parking. You wait in line. You do not have to do this anymore. Get postage the exact instant you need it, you want it, right from your desk, right from your own desktop computer. Lamps.com. Good, Doug. Stamps.
Lamps.com is our advertisement.
You know what? I was on a roll until I get to that, and I'm now in the dark. Stamps.com, seriously. Very convenient. You buy and print out official postage. Doesn't cost you any more. It's perfect. Use your own computer. Use your own printer. Print postage from any... we all have packages and letters that we want to send out. And this is something for you to use whenever you want to use it. Then the mailman comes to your house and picks up the postage. You do not have to waste time at the post office. I'm busy. You're busy. We're all busy. That's why you will love, love, love Stamps.com. I want you to try Stamps.com right now while you're thinking about getting a small business. There's no excuse for you wasting your time with postage meters at the post office. You don't have to send somebody there. You just have to go to Stamps.com. Take advantage of the no-risk trial. Get a $110 bonus offer, which includes a digital scale, free, and $55 in free postage from Stamps.com. Only, though, if you use the proper code. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. You click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug. Stamps.com. Save money, save time. It's a duh, no-brainer, Stamps.com.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We welcome Dr. Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum, wellnessforum.com in Columbus. I thought I was going to get to see her over the weekend, but I decided not to take a chance of flying into what was some pretty wild weather, not necessarily where you were, although it could have come, I think, and taken a bite out of that area of Ohio.
It skipped us twice, actually. We were supposed to get some bad weather, like, the day you were going to come, and then a couple days later, and we didn't get it, thank God.
Right.
So
that's because I didn't show up. That's why I didn't
show up. Actually, it's a bigger reason. It's because I'm staying in town this year. Last
year,
the year before, and the year before, every time I'd leave, we'd have an ice storm or some horrendous thing happen. Yeah. Now that I'm planting myself here, I'm, you know, in charge of the good weather, and
good
everybody can thank me for it.
Congratulations, and thank you. That's like
I
used to say.
Powers, right?
Well, I used to say when I would leave town to go west from the farm in Massachusetts, the bad weather would come in. Well, this week, I went back to Massachusetts for 3 days, and I brought the bad weather with me, and they weren't happy to see me.
Yeah, so yours is a little bit the opposite. I'm the good weather girl.
See? You are the good weather girl. All right, I'll have to remember that. I want to know how you at the Wellness Forum focus on giving tips out. How important is the social media for the folks that take advantage of the Wellness Forum and what it offers? How much of what you do there is backed up by information that people can text to one another or they can get off of the website? This is becoming such a focus of people our age, people younger. Everybody wants to have this information. You've got to go physically to take advantage of the things, the resources that you and other folks interested in well-being and fitness, but so much of it is
not necessarily. You know, a lot of, I would say 80% of the education we're providing is in people's homes, either plugged in on a teleconference call with us or watching DVDs and books. Yeah. And, you know, this social media thing is that it's a big deal in terms of activity. But one thing that I've always talked about, and it's not just as it pertains to diet and lifestyle improvement, but many other things, is that my biggest criticism of business is, or anything, is lots of activity, not much efficacy. In other words, we're really busy but not getting anything done.
Yeah.
And so while you can't ignore social media, I participate in it. I have a lot of Facebook friends and I Twitter and all that kind of stuff. I really don't fool myself into thinking that I'm getting anything done that
way. Let me underscore. You're at / Wellness Forum or at Wellness Forum?
Pam Popper at MSN.com is my email address, and the Facebook page I think is mine. There's a fan page, and then I don't know what else. I mean, that's how disconnected I am from it. I post stuff, but again, I think that part of the fascination with social media, first of all, it's a great way to connect, and I have connected with a lot of long lost friends and relatives. Love that. But I think that one of the reasons why everybody gets carried away with it is in business, everybody's looking for something that's going to be the easy way out. It's going to actually keep you from having to call people, initiate things, work. I wish that posting something on Twitter every 6 hours would shift 330 million people's eating habits. It's just not going to happen. So we're going to have to keep doing all the other things that we've always done to promote healthy eating and to actually hands-on teach people what to do. And when I say hands-on, I don't mean you're in my building. I mean, I'm walking you through it on a conference call, answering your questions, making sure you know what to do.
Yeah, but that said, Pam, I see a lot of information on Twitter where a link I click on that gives me great health information that I didn't know before.
Yeah.
So it's because of you and people like you that I learned some of the
articles,
things. Yeah, posting articles.
Oh, yeah.
That I learned
that
some
too.
Of the things. Right.
We do that too, and I have a newsletter that goes out to tens of thousands of people, and it's the great way to stay connected. And there's no question that it has value, but remember, you can just as easily click on the wrong thing. And I probably spend just as much time undoing the misconceptions reinforcing the right stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no filter. There's no screen.
That's right.
And that's the way it ought to be. People need to learn how to educate themselves, be discerning, be discretionary with what you but expose yourself to everything. And that's the problem with what we do on the radio and what's on television and what people say. There's too many curbs on what information there is available. Oh, we have to protect you from that. No.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to protect
yourself. I personally don't want to be protected.
No, thank you.
Thank
me either.
You.
All right, Dr. Pam Popper from thewellnessforum.com on Good Day.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
You had, baby girl, I'm what you have.
You've been mean to me, but too bad.
Be easy, don't make decisions when you're mad.
The path you chose to run alone.
I know you're independent, you can make it on your own.
Here with me, you had a
home. But time is up
to me. Yeah.
You are a hip hopper.
Yes, you are. You are down.
Dougie Fresh.
Yeah. The actor that did that so well. Guy that has a simple, silly face. Huh? You know who the actor is? He did a rap. Oh, what the heck is his name? It's enough. He's in that movie with the kids that's out now that destroy their parents' house. He's one of the parents.
Project X.
Yeah. Right. He always wears glasses.
See, now you're going to make it.
I know.
Yeah, go look on. Find out who it is because I'm kind of stuck there. 25 after the hour, Jennifer Lopez.
This is what this show is going to become in the next 10 years. What's
with
the name of that guy?
LL Cool J. So I was number one during this week in 2003. Jennifer was...
this was my prime I'm going out dancing stage.
Was it?
You to know. Oh, yes. Yeah, I would dance to this song all the time.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez has been at it for a while. LL Cool J, I think he was just about becoming a household name at this point, was he not? LL Cool J?
Oh, no. LL's been around forever.
Yeah.
Way before Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
I always love it when I was so thrilled to learn that LL Cool J meant Ladies Love Cool James.
Jennifer Lopez was back in the Fly Girl days, back on...
In Living Color.
In Living Color, so really? She might have LL Cool J.
She wasn't famous at that point.
No, she was not.
She wasn't famous till Selena.
Really? That's correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because she played Selena?
Yes.
Correct.
Really? Honestly, I don't remember.
By the way, the guy you're thinking of was Peter McKenzie.
No, I'm not. That's not who he is.
He played the dad on...
No. No. This guy's got a Jewish name.
I don't know who that is.
No, it's not Peter McKenzie. When you look, he looks... Sometimes he can be confused with a couple of other character actors that play the same sort of roles, but this guy is so perfect in the roles that he goes into. He always... He played a long-haired dude in a movie a couple of years ago.
Okay, age?
Age, my age.
Older.
Well, thanks.
Well, no. Okay, and he he raps, you say.
Yes, well, he does. He rapped in a movie, but he's a character. Richie, have you got up on screen? Because I can't get to it where I am.
They don't have it loaded. If he's in Project X, he's not listed.
Really? All right, I'll find him. Because this will now drive me nuts until I figure it out. Meanwhile, I'm debating whether I should forget about talking. Michael Harrison is going to join us in a few minutes. We're going to talk about the Rush Limbaugh thing. And
Michael Harrison is the editor of Talkers Magazine.
Talkers Magazine, correct.
Everybody knows that.
Well, now they know it, whether they didn't know that. And there are a lot of assumptions that get made in conversations like this. I have begun to think, and I sort of slapped myself over the weekend. You know, in reality, it may be that there's nobody who's been on the air longer than me doing this in terms of longevity. I'm not just talking about doing the Good Day program, but being on the radio. I'm trying to think of who's around. It's getting harder to come up with people.
Would you like to toot me?
Gene Burns.
Since I'm your horn?
Yes. Gene Burns has probably got me, well, I'm not sure. I don't think he does have me beat, but I don't know why I'm thinking about this, except I'm going in my mind the kinds of things that Limbaugh has said and done over the years that have been much worse than what he said. I mean, it wasn't, I'm not saying that what he said was good, but the things he's gotten away with over the years, and a lot of other people, mm-hmm. you just can't get away with
anymore. Now, is it fair if you're mad? Are you mad if you're Don Imus? Because he got kicked off for saying the same thing.
I think that if you say stupid stuff, the audience is the one that is. Richie and I were talking about me saying things.
Imus also brought race into it.
Well, but you know what? That's the marketplace, and that's what I want to talk with Michael Harrison about. So stand by for that conversation. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD 4K. For life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas cost.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning.
Now, 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is Monday. It's the 5th of March, first Monday of the third month of 2012. On this good day, you'll be represented well by Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, me, and Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is going to join us in a few minutes to talk about this Rush Limbaugh deal and where the conversational mode is in our country and ought to be. He's been monitoring talk radio for 20-some-odd years as the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine. A lot of people are talking and have been over the weekend about not only what Rush Limbaugh said last week about this young woman, Sandra Fluke, but the impact. This is sort of the angle that I want to say, because it may be that you like or you dislike Rush Limbaugh. And the same can be said for what John and Ken went through, Jennifer in Los Angeles, and others have gone through in the communities where they are.
Talking about Whitney Houston, by the way, that was John and Ken.
Yeah, John and Ken called her a crack hoe.
They didn't, though. They mimicked a conversation that she could have with friends.
Right.
Right.
And they said a friend would call her.
As are a lot of these conversations. The people who are protesting, 9 times out of 10, don't know really what was said.
Or have never even heard the program.
Right.
They just hear someone talking about it.
Yeah. So they go off on a toot.
Or somebody grabs 10 seconds of the program, puts it on YouTube, and boom, it goes
viral. Well, I think that's what happened with Limbaugh.
That's what happened with
Imus.
Imus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, and I'd be a hypocrite to tell you that it wasn't good for me, because he had at the time 41 legitimate affiliates. I got 24 of them. And when he went back on the air, we still kept, Richie, 7 or 8 of them, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's 2 or 3 different ways of going down the street. One of the things that I'm interested in from Michael and also from you at 800-510-8255 is the perception that comes from people who hear some of these things they get manipulated, and I'm not trying to talk down to people, but you do. You get manipulated. I get manipulated by, you know, there's so much material, it's very hard for any of us, even if we are students of the material, as I have to be, to sound like I'm reasonably intelligent. I mean, I may feign sometimes I don't know this to make this part of the shtick, or I might not really know it, and I still sound like I'm, like, feigning it as part of the shtick. And people pretty much know that. You know when I'm on it or I'm not on it. Although, I am surprised sometimes at what I'm having to clarify, having made a statement. Sometimes I've said the same thing over and over again, and Richie will say, you better repeat it, or you better explain it, or you better underscore it, because some people may not explain what you're thinking, and what some people may not understand my thinking. So when it comes to Rush Limbaugh, I don't care what the guy says. I really don't. I don't care what anybody says. And over the years, I have been moderately cavalier at some of the things. Not, I don't do the serious issue stuff, and I don't do politics, especially here in this program, but I do have opinions. Some of them are strange. Some of them are different. Some of them are outrageous. But it adds to, it isn't, I don't make these things up. I am, the guy that you hear on the radio is who I am. So when I say something as a person who is communicating with you, and a lot of other people around the country, and you don't like it, then you have the right to turn the station for a while and come back, or you know, may do something on your own. And that's swell. That's the way it ought to work. It's called the marketplace. Duh. So when Limbaugh says what he did, and Pro Flowers pulls its spots, and let's see, who else? Quicken Loans pull their spots, and Sleep Train pull their spots, and Citrix System, and Carbonite, and LegalZoom, and whoever else it is that pulls their spots today, they pull their spots because they have the right to do that. They're expressing themselves. And they're expressing themselves as a result of some of the phony attention that gets, and I'm not suggesting that this woman was treated properly. As a matter of fact, I thought what Limbaugh said was way over the top, especially because it really didn't fit. I mean, as well as I understand this circumstance with Sandra Fluke, she's a student at Georgetown's Catholic University. They don't want to make birth control available for their students because we know the story of the Catholic Church, okay? So we can, that's a separate conversation you can have over here or over there. I don't know anything about this young woman. It, you know, when she said she needed $3,000 a year for contraception, I guess if I'd be in college about this time, I'd maybe want to know her. But, you know, is that an outrageous statement? Oh, my God, can you believe he just said that? Well, but that's what I'm thinking. And so if we get to the point in this country where we cannot express what we're thinking, it is the marketplace, not some phony legislative or jurisdictional thing. If, in fact, Sandra Fluke is abridged by what Rush Limbaugh said, she's going to have no shortage of attention paid to her. Every camera, every microphone, every reporter is going to want to get something from her that is a response. And I don't know whether this has happened or not, because the last thing I heard, it was Limbaugh's, and it really wasn't issued by him, it was issued by Premier, who's a syndicator. I mean, when they started getting cancellations on Friday afternoon, somebody had to be swallowing pretty hard there, because the Rush Limbaugh program generated $114 million in commercial sponsorship last year.
Can they just get out of their contracts, their advertising contracts?
Under the circumstance, there always is some kind of a contract.
Yeah, there's a rider.
There's a rider, or there's something. And you know what? Nobody in their right mind at any advertising agency is going to say, you signed this contract, you have to stay there. They aren't going to do that for love nor money. It just isn't going to happen. So what's the issue here? Is it Rush Limbaugh? Is it Sandra Fluke? Is it freedom of speech? Here to discuss that more thoroughly with us is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm expecting, you and I haven't spoken since Friday, and it was just the tip of the iceberg. I think we spent a little time talking about this, but are you surprised that seven advertisers have yanked their ads from Limbaugh's program?
No, I'm not, because it gives them an opportunity to have free advertising in the entire media. This is becoming a syndrome, Doug.
Yes.
You know, so, if you want to really get a lot of bang for your buck, be outraged by what the sponsor that you're supporting does, and everybody else jumps on it and talks about you. You get to make your corporate policy statement, and then a month later you go back on and continue to advertise when the dust is settled and attention deficit disorder renders the whole thing to completely and totally forgotten history.
All right, let's go. Can we, speaking of history, let's go back over your history. As the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine for 20-some-odd years, you go back pretty much to the beginning of the Limbaugh era.
And the only person I've ever called a slut in that time is you.
But he deserved it. He was asking for it, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. So, under the circumstances, you're very pleased with that comment, aren't you? Yeah. Listen to him chuckling under his breath. So, to the Limbaugh issue, this goes beyond his politics. It goes beyond a lot of different things. My reckoning, but I want you to underscore this because you're the expert, Limbaugh has said stuff that's a lot more raw than this. And at a different time, it was taken differently. Oh, that's Limbaugh. Today, for good or bad, you can't do that anymore, at least to not have some. I mean, nobody's going to drive Limbaugh away. But Dr. Laura was driven, at least from terrestrial radio, for basically the same kind of stuff.
Yeah, and Dr. Laura is a lot more thin-skinned than Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And with all due respect to Dr. Laura, she was never as big
right.
or as successful at the time that she dropped out
right.
as Limbaugh is today. When Howard Stern made comments that cost Infinity Broadcasting and then perhaps when it evolved into CBS Broadcasting tons of money with the FCC, they didn't bat an eye. They just paid it because it was the cost of doing business
right.
because it was worth it. Yeah. When the Grease Man, 10 years ago or more, made terrible remarks about an African-American being dragged by a truck, he was fired, never, ever, ever got back in the business.
Right. Yeah.
On a level that he was at. Maybe because his ratings weren't good and he wasn't making that much money. Quite often, the way in which the corporate media world reacts to a star broadcaster who gets in trouble has to do with how valuable that broadcaster is to them. Mm-hmm. If the broadcaster is somebody that they would like an excuse to get rid of, they use that excuse.
Right.
If it's somebody they want to keep, but they don't want to appear brazen, they slap a fine on them, like in sports. They suspend them for a week or two and hope it blows over.
All right, so would you say the John and Ken incident in California, for those who don't know, John and Ken are pretty well known around much of the country. They do the most successful afternoon program of any radio program that exists in California radio on a radio station named KFI. And they sort of alluded, they used the term cracko in a reference to a conversation. It wasn't them calling her that, but it sounded like it. So now the black community in Los Angeles is all up in arms, and they keep beating away at it, even though it seems to me that if you listen to it, and maybe that's because I'm a white guy and I don't hear things the way black people do. I mean, I think that that's also pretty preposterous because you're black, you hear things differently than if you're white. I mean, I think there's certain experiential stuff that goes with that that I couldn't understand because I'm not a black man. But come on. What? Just the same stuff. They're just looking. It's like Al Sharpton. All he wants to do is, you know, rattle that same saber and raise money for whatever his causes are. I mean, but people don't seem to see it that way, Michael.
Well, what we're seeing is we're seeing freedom of speech in a hyper state. You have the freedom to say whatever you want, and people are saying pretty outrageous things. And then you have the freedom to react outrageously. And so we're seeing the cannonballs of free speech flying in both directions. It doesn't just go one way. And in a way, this is very healthy. I just hope it doesn't lead to the destruction of the media and the destruction of the country or throw us back into a repressive period where everybody walks around with ulcers but very nice smiles on their face because they don't express what they feel. Mm-hmm. Freedom of speech in an adult world that we live in is a dirty, messy thing.
Yeah.
It's not freedom of speech if it's too polite. It can't be polite. We're dealing with incendiary issues. We're dealing with a very colorful language. We're dealing with a mosaic of ethnic, demographic, and economic factions. And this is a very, very complex time in which we live.
You know,
so I don't like to jump to any conclusion that this is bad or this is good. It's fascinating, but there are many ramifications.
You said something about Laura being thin-skinned, and I want to hold on to that. We got a minute or so left here. In terms of what is said by any of us, I said something a couple of hours ago, and Rich took me to task for it because it's moderately political, and I don't like to do politics on this program because I think people get enough of it during the course of the day. But, you know, from time to time, things are said, and I don't think it's a secret that I like Ron Paul, and I think he appeals to a broad spectrum of the audience. But I also have been pretty strident in talking about the people, men, white men, who have a point of view that is not what most women at most ages agree with. So when I say things that may be annoying to some of the people, I'm not calculating it. However, some people might be. Say stuff to the audience that you want to have that they're going to like, and say stuff, you know, that the audience that you don't want isn't going to be offended by your saying it. I just have said some, you know, I usually pretty much say what's on my mind. And, yeah, I catch flack for it once in a while. But, you know, and you and I have sort of talked about this before with the fear that was instilled in some of us with the fine rumors and with the politically correct bunch that says you have no place on the radio if you do this, that. So we're always looking over our shoulder. That kills the spontaneity that brings up some of the stuff, like Limbaugh said. Maybe he planned it. I'm guessing he really kind of didn't, but, you know, we do. That's the whole beauty of doing things like this. It is the nature of what we do to speak what is on our mind. That's what is entertaining, and that's what's refreshing, and yet all of this stuff, this stridency, it makes us think and therefore kills some of the beauty of what we are best known for. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree that it is, in fact, complicated, and that, yes, if you have to worry about what you say, it's going to kill spontaneity. On the other hand, you have to worry what you say so that your spontaneity doesn't lead to stupidity. You know,
but that's my fault, and I take my licks from listeners or stations or whatever, and not because I'm worried about what somebody who may not even hear what I've said says to agitate trouble around it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the nature of the game. It's like being a boxer and complaining that somebody punches you. It's like the controversy in football. How far do you go to protect the players where it's not football anymore? This has been going on for years now, protecting the players. This is why black and white thinking and superficial thinking doesn't cut it in this world if you're really looking for truth.
Yeah.
And in our field, the most important arena of battle in the human experience, the war of words. Words are the most powerful things we have. This is really black belt martial arts,
yeah.
Talk radio. And of course, people are going to get bruised, injured, upset, react. There are going to be legal ramifications. We're never going to fully define how to operate these legal ramifications, because the very foundation of the Constitution is based upon freedom of speech. At the same time, freedom of speech is the most difficult principle of all to defend and maintain.
Okay.
So this is where the action is.
So you're a Limbaugh. You go on the air today. What do you say?
I think Limbaugh was right to apologize to her, because I think he sincerely didn't mean to hurt her. He said his statement says it exactly. I'm on the air 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I deal with the absurd with absurdity. In an effort to be humorous, I had the wrong choice of words.
Do you think he was told to do that by Premier?
I think he was pressured to do it, yeah. But I don't think Limbaugh would have done it if he didn't see some truth in it. Limbaugh is that big that, yeah, he would turn around to Premier and he'd say, no, I'm not going to apologize, because I'm sure they've asked him to apologize in the past.
Yeah.
But this time, based on the time and the circumstances, I think Limbaugh instinctively, he's very bright when it comes to this,
yeah,
knew apology was a smart thing to do.
Yeah. And Ron Paul said that he didn't think it was, that was the right thing to do. He didn't think he meant it. He just did it because of the advertisers. You can make an argument for that. But
yeah, you can, but I think Limbaugh's smarter than that.
Yeah, I think you may be right. All right, so it's great conversation about conversation. Michael Harrison, who isn't it? I mean, that's what it is. We're talking about people who talk. That's talk right. About talk. Yakety yak, don't talk back. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Check him out online. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
From Star Wars, kind of like Hawaii 5-0 and a few of those other themes that you can't escape, you know instantly. Richie, start it over again. You get it from the first beat.
Happy to.
What the? Listen. Yeah, we all know what it is, right?
Yeah,
right then,
absolutely.
Right there, you know what that is. The main theme from Star Wars that has been an important part of our culture since 1977. John Williams and his orchestra playing what was a brilliant composition. Imagine how much money he's made just from that.
Yeah.
From this theme alone. The reason we're playing it is because Jake Lloyd, who played young Anakin Skywalker in The Phantom Menace, is 23 today.
Woo!
Looking back at that. If you look at the flick which has been out this past week, I'm guessing he looked like he was about 10, didn't he?
Not even that. 7 or 8, I would thought.
Right. And he did that job well. He was good for that role. I don't know what he's doing. Is he around now? Does he do?
I don't know that I thought he was that good.
You didn't think he was?
No. I don't know. Let me see.
Well, you're a meanie.
Hey, it was a common, bashing of the movie is that the kid wasn't that good.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. That and Jar Jar Binks. Tom. Those were the two
Jar Jar Binks,
on that.
I agree with you on that. That was a waste of everybody's time. And if there was any talent there. Okay, so the Star Wars theme and the birthday.
Not a whole lot going on for Jake Lloyd since 2002. I don't see anything.
Really?
I mean, not one thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe he's selling, maybe he's a bartender or something now. All right, 55 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
And wow.
Chucker's not here today, but Richie took his two children to see the Lorax.
And you weren't the only one, Rich.
No. I can tell you, the movie we intended to see at 4:10 was sold out, and we had to see the 3D version of it at 4:45. So it was big stuff yesterday.
So you sprung for a couple of extra bucks for everybody, right?
$62.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
$62.
Oh-wee.
That ain't a punch in the gut.
No, it is kind of a punch in the gut. All right, so anyway, Richie is going to evaluate.
Luckily, we went to the grocery store and bought all of our snacks and snuck them in.
Yeah, because you... Nice going, Richie.
You get that going for us.
I remember walking in once with a candy bar. You can't have that in here.
No, you're not supposed to bring any food.
You're not supposed to bring anything.
Candy bars are okay. I just hate when people bring, like, stinky sushi or something.
You know,
and it's like, ew.
Had I bought all of the drinks and the little snacks there at the theater, it would have been
$100
a day.
$100. Easily.
Easily.
Easily $100.
Which I is just offensive.
Well, that's why I only pay once.
Yeah. Everybody's ripping the theaters off.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, anyway, we'll get Richie's review of the Lorax in just a moment here on Good Day. Plus, Jennifer will go through the numbers and see which one, other than the Lorax, which was number one, how the rest of the movies fared this weekend here on Good Day. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
All right, so Jennifer, Lorax won. What else? How did the top 5 or 10 shake up?
Okay, not only did it win, but it made $70 million, so it won by a lot. Yeah. Next up was number two is Project X, making $20 million. 3 was Active Valor. 4, Safe House. 5, Tyler Perry's Good Deeds. 6, Journey 2. 7, The Vow. 8, This Means War. 9, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. And number 10, The Artist, which was up 34%. Yeah. People are checking it out.
Because of the Oscars.
Wanderlust has really fallen off. It only came like $3.8 million.
Wow. Terrible movie. Yeah. All right, so Richie, what did you find as a parent of two that you like best about
it? The kids thought it was hysterical. They laughed. They thought it was a lot of fun. And it was fun. It's the classic Dr. Seuss book stretched out into about 90 minutes. It's totally a message movie. Man bad, big business bad, make money off of the environment.
Yeah.
But, you know, for some reason, just because it was Dr. Seuss, I kind of gave it a pass, where usually I would be a little bit irked. But it was a beautiful movie to watch. The 3D was really good. The colors were great.
Out.
Yeah, I know.
Richie wimped out.
It's a lot of fun. It's a fun movie. Good for the kids.
Be number one, probably. I'm thinking, what else comes out next week? There's something hot, though, that's supposed to be this week. So there's the story of movies. 59 past.